You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes or no.
Amen. Next we have our very own, the beautiful, the wonderful Sister Ariel. How many of you believe that the word of God is a mustard seed? Hallelujah. So today we are going a cappella. Amen. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it becomes a mighty tree. The birds come and rest. Yes, yes. You must recognize the mustard seed when you see a young missionary like me starting a church somewhere, starting out so small, it becomes a mighty tree. Yeah, yeah. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it becomes a mighty tree. The birds come and rest. Yeah, yeah. You must recognize the mustard seed when you see a young missionary like me starting a church somewhere, starting out so small, it becomes a mighty tree. You want to join me to sing that song? Sing, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Amen. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it becomes a mighty tree. The birds come and rest. Yes, yes. There mustard seed, the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it becomes a mighty tree. The birds come and rest. Important part of this Sunday, the message, the word of God, amen. And I just want to encourage you that the Bible tells us that if you listen to the message, Jesus said, if you listen to the message that he has brought, and if you believe in God who has sent him, you have already passed from death to life. There'll be no condemnation for your sins, amen. So Jesus had to go back and be with the Father God Almighty. But God also sent us a messenger. Amen. If you believe the message that he is preaching, there will be no condemnation for your sins. You're going to pass from death to eternal life. So if I were you, I would be on my feet and welcome our great pastor, the prophet of God, a messenger from God Almighty, Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
Lift up your hands to Jesus. In this new year, you will have a new attitude towards Christ, a new and an improved relationship with God. What a blessing it is. There is no higher calling. There is really no higher calling than to come before the Lord, to bow before him, to come to the highest place. The highest place is on your knees. I think there's a song like that. Lady Pastor, can you lead us? Give us a, where's the microphone? There is no higher calling. There's at your glory embraced.
Hello.
By your mercy, O Lord, I live to worship you. Lift up your hands. Come.
There is
down
at your feet.
Down at your feet, Lord,
is the most high place.
In your presence, Lord,
I see your face.
I see your face. Oh, down at your feet is the most high
it's
place. It's the highest place you can be. Anybody who can.
In your presence.
That's why I seek your face.
I see your face.
I see your face. Oh, there is no higher call. There's no higher calling.
To bow and kneel before your throne.
I am amazed.
I'm amazed
at your glory and praise. Father, thank you that the highest place is not in the tallest building, but it's on our knees. That's the highest calling we can ever have. Anybody who can bow before you has received the highest calling to bow before you, to seek your face. We are amazed at your glory, yet you embrace us by your mercy. I live to worship you. I live to worship you. May everyone here have that song, Lord, as we come before your throne. Holy Spirit, help us in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Give somebody a high five. And please be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this is one of the best songs I've ever heard. Down at your feet, we will learn it. Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. This week, we are going to be at the feet of God Almighty. Clap for the Lord Jesus. This week begins our year with a fast, a 3-week or 21-day fast. Hallelujah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. 21-day fast. I think it's in Daniel chapter 9 or 10 that Daniel fasted for 21 days. And Bible says, when he decided on the first day, he made a heart. He purposed in his heart to wait on the Lord. But the Lord started giving answers. Today, it's going to be like that. Hallelujah. I mean, there are many times that when we talk about the fast, people just withdraw. It's like the season of withdrawal is to withdraw from the fast. No. But you see, the Bible says that they that wait, Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. Please bring it up. Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You know, when you come down before the Lord, it's like you on the lowest. No. You're mounting up with wings as eagles. You're operating at a level that most human beings do not operate. Eagles fly the highest altitudes amongst flying animals. Eagles. I mean, when you see that a plane that's flying high, the engine is having a problem, and they think a bird has gone, and usually it's an eagle. Because they fly at the levels that the planes fly. You will fly at the highest level in Jesus' name. And Bible says they shall mount up with wings that make them as though they are eagles. Amen. That shall be your story. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. All right. So, I mean, Daniel is that kind of person. Daniel chapter 9. Let's read at Daniel chapter 9. Verse number what? Verse 3. Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. And I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. Verse 4 says, and I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. Keep going. We have sinned, and it kept going. Keep on going to the next one. Next. Neither have we hearkened. Then the verse 7. O Lord of righteousness. I'm looking for the place where, you know, the angel can say that the first day. Verse 8. Keep going. Good. Now, when he prayed this prayer.
Verse 22.
And then finally, he said everything. Then when he had finished, verse 22, he had a visit. Let's even start from verse 21. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, Get this. While I was speaking in prayer, I mean, this is the thing. The reason why I said that, sometimes you fast without praying. It is hunger strike. It is hunger strike. While I was speaking in prayer, even the man or the angel Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. That means when I was about to break my fast. Okay? And he informed me, you will receive information from angels in Jesus' name. He informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give you the skill and understanding. Verse 23. At the beginning of that supplication, your fasting and prayer, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now, do you know what this means? Sometimes when a fast is declared, just the fact that you have decided to ask the Lord something with fasting, to deny yourself of something for spiritual reasons, that the when you begin to speak to the Lord in your prayers, the things begin to be answered. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So, your first step to answered prayer in this season of the fast is to make a decision in your heart. That is what actually activates God to speak to us and send an angel. Start activating your answers. Yes. I mean, this prayer, this thing, when I saw it in the book of Daniel, I said, man, this is key. This is key. So today, instead of just announcing to you about the 3-week fast, I am coming to tell you about the great blessing of your decision. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That those who decide. Mr. McClinton, you don't seem to be happy with this fasting. Because your food is what you are thinking about. Don't think about the food. Think about the devil that is now standing. Come sit down. That is standing trying to kill you. Let me tell you something. You're going to compare two people. For those of you, we are fasting for 3 weeks. It's Monday to Friday, no Saturday, no Sunday. Then Monday to Friday again, no Saturday, no Sunday. Then Monday to Friday, clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. So the Saturday, you take it light, but you take it personal. Now, on Monday through Friday, we will wake up in the early in the morning like Jesus Christ. And I'm going to show you all the basis why we're doing that. And pray and speak to the Lord. Many of you have not sought the Lord that way before. Let me tell you something about the fasting that overcomes evil. Look, in Genesis, the thing that brought the curse to mankind was food. Now, the thing that God used to take away the curse from mankind was also food through Jesus Christ. I'll explain. When Adam and Eve were told, do not eat of this fruit, the devil told them, eat. Eat, it's okay. Don't mind that old man. Yeah. When he sees somebody is competing with the food that he eats, he doesn't want people to eat from his plate. He's reserved this food for himself. He doesn't want you. He created, he told you, you are in the image of him. The image of him created in man, and male and female created in them. In his image, he's created you in his image, but he doesn't want you to eat the food of his image. Selfish God. And so the devil worked on his mind, and no, on their mind, even eat, enjoy. After all, what's the big deal? Listen, God had given them everything to eat, everything in the garden, except for the fruit. And it's not like the fruit was not even for them. Because when you look in Revelation chapter 21, the last chapter is chapter 22, isn't it? The same fruit is in the garden. And Bible says we will now eat the tree of life. That is what will make you will not die again. So it was something preserved for them for the right time. What I'm saying is that when you're fasting, it's not like the food that is there does not belong to you. God has given to you already. You are not a hungry person. You are not a homeless person. You are not somebody who is deprived of food. It is just the food that you are deferring for a moment. That satisfaction that you can defer is what is going to help you. For many of us, especially, excuse me to say, for people that you are not married and then you are in relationships that bring you pregnant and sexually transmitted diseases, it is a problem that you didn't need to have. And there are people who have had one baby because of that. They were so craving to be married, they gave in to one man. The man didn't even marry them. They have one side issue that they are walking around. Because of that, they are not married for life. And I have to serve for free. It was just a little bit of timely denial for spiritual reasons. Because God says so. That's what a fast is. Listen, the Bible says there are certain things they do not go out except by prayer and fasting. Certain things go not out, Patricia. I'm telling you, there are certain things they will never go except by prayer and by fasting. That is why when we start the year, for the sake of those of you who don't naturally fast, we bring it on so that in case there are certain things in your life that will never go away except by prayer and fasting, by default and just through obedience, you get to be blessed with that ability to overcome that thing. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Yeah. You see, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21. So ladies and gentlemen, I think that that thing that Adam and Eve did, if Adam had just, Eve had just be a little self-controlled. It is in my garden. I've been given everything. God did not even say don't eat. If you want to pack breakfast, dinner, lunch and dinner for dinner when you break at 6, that's fine. It's just a delay for spiritual purposes. Just like I had my wife, at the time that I had my wife, I just had to wait till after the wedding. Just like Gordon and Barbara. This one, when I saw them, I said, hey, these people have been fasting for a long time. But there's nothing about a fast on them today. And because of that, the devil had control over Adam. And now, what was rightfully his, he had to give up with a wife and bring problems. From that time, Satan has had control of mankind. Just because of small self-control. And fasting is a way of going back, telling the devil that this flesh that fell, I am now going to bring the spirit to come alive and overcome it. You know, when you are fasting, what you're doing is that you are ignoring the flesh's desires so that the spirit's desires will come and overcome the flesh. That is what it is. That is what it is. So you realize that you can pray better, you are more in tune with spiritual things, and you are stronger spiritually, and the devil cannot affect you. That's what it is. That is what Jesus did when he went to he fasted 40 days, and Bible says that he was hungry. And the devil again, same temptation he gave Adam and Eve. Same temptation, food. He said, convert, if you are the son, convert these stones into bread. After all, you're hungry. I'm sure Jesus looked at the stone and he had the ability to do it. Just like when you are fasting, you will have the ability to, forget about this foolish pastor who came. It's a bad idea. I'm hungry. I'm working. If he wants to collapse, it's up to him. I ain't going to do nothing. What a foolish thing to do. And it is in your power. It is in your power to do it. And I'm sure you'll be tempted. It was within Jesus' power to convert the stones. He converted water into wine. Is this stone that he cannot convert? Stone already looks like food already. It looks like bread, brown already. But water has no color to it. Yet he added, changed it into wine, and then it changed the color. Oh my goodness. He didn't convert it to Sprite. He converted it to wine. And it was good wine, better than the one that they bought. God wants to give you better than what your life is. And so, guys, this thing, Jesus still looked and said, no, I have the capability, I have the power, I'm anointed, I'm a child of God, and this is available to me, just like it was available to Adam and Eve. But I'm not going to do it. He told them, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father. I want to be sensitive to the same thing was what Adam and Eve, man shall not live, but every word, but they disobeyed the word. The word went against the word of God. And look at the trouble. Many of us, spiritually, the things that you see, even these, the couple that gave us the testimony, they said they had been fasting and praying about something. But you see, one of the things is that when you come to the Lord in prayer, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8, it is not even the things you pray about. It is the fact that you are spending time with God. He said, Matthew chapter 6 verse 8, he said that before you prayed, I actually know what you want. That is why Daniel fasted 21 days. The first day he answered. So it was not the thing God wants to. He just wants you to activate faith. Move from physical to spiritual so that some supernatural things will happen in your life. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Day one. I'm going to show you some scriptures. You'll be surprised. Day one of the thing he did. He just said, just spend time. And the rest was just spending time with God. So listen, we will have a lot of prayers. But you see, the Bible says that be not like the Pharisees. For your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. But just coming into his presence. Many times when my children come, even by their face, I know that they are coming to ask for money. Just this week, I was at work and then my son called on the phone. And I was with one of the chief nurses. And then he says, Daddy, say, yeah. Hey, what's going on? It's rare to get the kind of phone call. So I got it. And then the guy says, oh, say, is anything, can I help you? Because so I just want you to know that you're such a good dad. Hey! Do you know what the nurse told me? The nurse told me, ask him, what does he want? What does he want? And he was right. But I told the nurse, I know he wants something. I know what he wants. But you see, just the fact that I want to be with Daddy, my heart was melting already. Amen. So a fast, you see, you cannot fast your way to God. It's just a method of telling the Lord, I believe in you. You see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6 says, he, without faith, it's not possible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe. Should I believe that you exist? And you are a rewarder of those who, not pray, who diligently seek you. You're seeking God with diligence, seeking God with prayer and fasting is hard work. He rewards those who diligently seek him. Look, there is nothing that pleases God than people who come. Without faith, it's not possible to please God. So one of the things that brings pleasure is that when you come in faith, it takes faith to have food and to say, I won't eat it because of God. Yeah. I'll say it again. It takes a lot of faith to say, I'm hungry. You eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, and man, your breakfast is better than whatever restaurant, the hotel restaurant, everything. Better. But you just decide, this food, I will not eat it because I want to have time for my spirit to come above my flesh. When I feed my flesh dominates. Yes. Therefore, I'm going to bring my flesh under so that my spirit will rise up. Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Lord seeks such to worship. So you just come in the spirit. May I fast every week by the grace of God?
Amen.
Yeah. Are you surprised therefore that I'm blessed by the grace of God?
Learning.
Are you surprised that I'm the one teaching you? I work just like you. Listen, I am telling you that it is impossible to please without faith. It's not possible. So just come, just say, well, it's not belief. It takes a lot of faith to drop your food. You have money. You work. Your salary is great. You can cook well. You have a lot of food. You have the appetite to conquer that food. You have the appetite. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you, for some of you, just because you want to lose weight, you don't eat. But for the sake of the presence of God, it's far better than just losing weight. You're going to lose the weight anyway. How better can it be? You're losing the weight and you are getting... It's not the reason, it's not for the weight loss. But this time, for the flesh loss. Call it flesh loss. Flesh loss. Carnality loss. Yeah, spiritually, it's called flesh loss. So that the spirit will come up. Because I think there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 21. Or 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Watch that. Watch this. Bring it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Bible says, I keep my body under and I bring it into subjection. Lest when I, by any, I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So you have to keep your body under and bring it in subject. You should be able to tell this stomach, today you will not eat. Be in charge. It's called self-control. Control yourself. Jesus had it. And look at the blessings that it led to. Because Jesus denied himself of that thing, he told a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father. He did that 3 times. The devil left him. There are certain things that will never go out except by prayer and fasting. This time it will go in Jesus' name. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Bible says the devil left him for a season. Even if for a season of respite, let it go. Next year it will come back by God's grace. Many people, after the 3-week fast, now they learn to fast 1 day of the week. So he doesn't come back. They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. A fast a week keeps the devil away. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, this week I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited because it's about the presence of God. Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He exists. He exists. He exists. He is. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He exists. I mean, it takes your faith in the fact God exists to drop your food and to say, I'm coming to you kneeling down so that my spirit will seek you. It is a sign of faith. People who don't believe, who don't have faith, they don't do it. And I'm not surprised if you don't do it because you don't have faith. I mean, not you, but those who didn't come. Clap for the Lord Jesus. If you are here, your decision is, you can talk, just finish it, but me, I've made my decision, I'm not. You not Bible says not all men have faith, and I am not surprised that you are a man or a woman. It's true. Real Christians, like Jesus Christ. Christian is like Christ, Christ-like. Bible says so there's the first Adam and there's the last Adam. Our last Adam is Christ. Then creation that God created, when he saw that there was a defect, he created through Christ. That's what the new birth is. You are born again. I'm giving you a new image like me. Jesus Christ, Christ-like. Christianity is the new birth. Christianity is the new Adam. Christianity is a Christ-like, no more Adam-like. No more the flesh-like nature of Adam, but the newborn Christ-like. What Christ did, let's do it, my brothers and sisters. Because we are Christians, Christ-like. It's about faith. Many Christians haven't fasted before. And this is not a difficult fast. It's a fast that's in the day. At 6 o'clock, you want to break, you break. And in fact, because it's about our intimate relationship, you know, we're going to make it about the prayer, not even about the hunger. Yeah. Such that if you, normally you don't pray for 1 hour, but we're going to behave like Jesus Christ. We wake up early. Let me tell you how Jesus did it. I said we are the Christ-like, we are the last Adam, not the first Adam. We are going to boycott the behavior of the fleshly Adam and now embrace the behavior of the spiritual Adam. Yes. One of the things that was used to define them both at the onset that determined their life was food. Yeah. And you will be defined. Your defining moment is here in 2020, the beginning of this decade, in Jesus' name. Amen. The defining moment of your Christianity will be set. All right? So this fast that we're doing is a very important thing. And we're going to do it the Jesus way. Yeah. The Jesus way. So I'm going to show you a few ways that Jesus did it. All right. Number one. Jesus prayed in the night and fasted. Prayed at dawn. At dawn. Put it that way. Mark 1:35. Bible says that rising up a great while before day, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. A great while before day. What is a great while before day? Somebody give me what this could mean. Like what time? Is it 5 is a short while before day. You see, your flesh is setting in again. 3 a.m. 2 a.m.
A great while before day.
6 a.m. A great while before day. So you know what? We're going to rise up 3 a.m.
Oh, I love it.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Okay. And then you will pray 1 hour by yourself. And then we'll pray, join you 4 to 6 to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
4 to 6 on the prayer line. Because some of you say you don't know how to pray for a long time. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll show you what we're going to pray about. It's very powerful. We're going to pray about his presence. His presence. Clap for the Lord Jesus. His presence. His presence. So 4 to 6. We pray. After you're done, you want 4 to 6. We pray. And then we want to meet together for at least 5 hours of the day to pray. Going to break it out into 3. Yeah. You see? So at lunch, 12 to 1, we'll be on the prayer line. But from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we'll be in church. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm doing it so that, look, there are so many times you can join. I would like to join everything. Yeah. So join the prayer line. Join the prayer line. Join the prayer line. Join the prayer line. 3 o'clock, we're there. But we share, the people are praying. People are praying. Then 4 o'clock, teachings about a prayer will start. Amen. And then 6 o'clock would be done. Okay. I'm saying that because sometimes you want, and there'll be times that I'll put Bishop messages. How many like the watch night prayer? Powerful. Yeah. 1 hour, 3 to 4. And then 4 to 6, we will come in, introduce, check in, and just check so that some of the teachings about the presence will come. Amen.
Amen.
So that is how we're going to do it. Number one, he prayed. He prayed at dawn. And so that's going to be the time. And that's a prayer line, the phone number that we're going to pray with. Okay? You click in, and you see angels, saints, and sinners. We'll be praying together. come. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Young and old. Number two, he prayed with his disciples. Clap again for the Lord Jesus. So I'm going to pray with you. Pastors will pray with you. Okay? Our disciples prayed with their pastor. Matthew chapter 26, from verse number 40. Matthew chapter 26, from verse number 40. Matthew 26, not 22, please. 26, please give her some glasses. Yeah, good. And he came to the disciples. Jesus had gone there to pray. He went there to pray with the disciples. When he came, the disciples, he found them asleep. And said to Peter, what? Somebody say, what? What? Could you not even stay awake, watch with me for 1 hour? Someone say, what? Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ and you can't pray for 1 hour even? Just 1 hour. Jesus says, what? What? He said to his disciples, amen. What? Couldn't you? He found them asleep. I want to title my message, Irresponsible Sleep. Irresponsible sleep. Yeah. What, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Then he goes on verse 41. Keep going, please. He said, who is there? Verse 41. Okay, let me use my thing. I'm going to read my own thing. I'm not getting any help. Okay. So, I need backup. It says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Ladies and gentlemen, he didn't just say pray. He said, watch and pray. That word watch is to stay vigil. Vigil. Keep vigil. Be alert. Don't sleep. Watch and pray. There is something about, you see, when you are fasting, one of the things you can fast is sleep. Mind you, we are dealing with the flesh, eh? The flesh, the things that satisfy the flesh, the big three things that brought problems, that bring problems. It is food, sleep, sex. Yeah, the flesh likes these things, no matter who you are. No matter who, even the old people. Yeah, the young people, the old people, these three. Food, sex, sleep. Don't joke with it. Any day, any time. It's just self-control that has restricted us to one woman. But we are very multi-directional people. Do you know that men are multi-directional? They are no different from animals. Yeah. No different. I'm telling you. Look at women. The same thing. The way that chicks look after their children, the women are attached to their children. It's not because they are such good parents per se. Some are good parents. Most are good parents. Because not all women take care of them. But generally, even chicken, they do it. Yeah, they'll even pluck your eyes out if you try and come near their children. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the effort is not in the fact that they like keeping their children. You see that? It is not. It's natural. In fact, it's more difficult for women to abandon their children. Yeah. Men are easy. Men are not as responsible when it comes to children as women. It's true. That's why you don't hear single fathers, single mothers. They leave. They enjoy the fleshly sex. They have the baby and then they walk away. Just like, excuse me. I'm a man, so I can say it. Yeah. Anybody who is like that, you are no different from any animal. You should never do that. Never impregnate a woman and walk away. Yeah. And do not use the woman's misbehavior to punish that helpless child. You are wicked. You are very wicked. No matter what the woman did, you are wicked. At the very least, pay child support and walk away and go and marry. Be responsible. If you are not responsible to take up a child, don't be responsible. Then you have no business having any. Don't let me say it. Yeah, you have no business. Just sleep. declare for the Lord, you just sleep. Tell someone, just sleep. Move from fleshly desire number one to number two. Move from sex. You have no business. Take a cold shower and go and sleep. Sleep is also for the flesh. And eat food. Yeah. Reduce it from 3 to 2. No problem. What I'm trying to say, what am I saying? I'm trying to tell you that, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the spirit, let me tell you what it is that the devil will test you on your flesh. Yes. Test you with sex. Most sins are related to sex, food, and all that. They're going to do. It's just terrible. So, if you are fasting, one of the things you can fast it. Any fasting is just to deny the fleshly desires for spiritual reasons. So you deny yourself of sex, deny yourself of sleep, of food. You are very spiritual. And spiritual people cannot wake up early to pray. I'll tell you, the more spiritual you become, the greater your ability to actually deny yourself of sleep just for prayer. It's a sign of faith. And we're going to train. It's not everybody that has been trained that way, but we will train ourselves. By the time this fast is over, you are more spiritual than before. You would have been able to fast sleep, fast food. No, I'm not talking fast food as in McDonald's. I mean fasting food, not fast food. I mean, so that, I want you to get it well. So, oh, we are fasting food. So, pastor says this week we'll just do fast food. That's your fasting. That's not what I said. Burger King on Monday, McDonald's on Tuesday, Wendy's on Thursday, chicken fillet on Friday. I mean, that's not what I said. I didn't say we are going to be on fast food. I said we are going to fast food. I mean, fasting, stay away from food. Not go fast foods. By the time the week is over, you have put on weight and then your cholesterol, you want me to treat you. Don't bring. I didn't say fast food. I said fast. Then you'll be telling me fast sex too. Which one is that one? Which one is the fast one? Fast sleep. It means I sleep early. Listen, that's not what I said. Listen, may the Lord forgive you your sins. That's not what I said. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. I am telling you this because it's important. Okay? Bible says the spirit warreth against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. And these are contrary or in opposition one to another. You will not believe it. And so that you cannot do what you want. I think it's Galatians chapter 5 verse 14 or 16. It says that the flesh wars, fighting against the spirit. And the spirit is fighting. That's it. 5:17, Galatians 5:17. The flesh warreth, New King James says warreth, lust against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, one to the other. So that you do not do the things that you wish to do. Yeah, you want to pray. The flesh will fight you. You start prayer, then you go to sleep. I'm telling you. You start fast, you want to eat. It is like that. So the thing we are trying to do is to get ourselves into the spiritual tone. So that we, the spirit, can come up. It's always a battle, I can assure you. It's always a battle. Don't you realize that? No, I don't want to eat, but you just go and eat. No, I thought I didn't want to sleep, but you sleep. Oh, I didn't want to have sex, but you. All those things are a fight. It's a battle. And the fasting will help that. Clap for the Lord Jesus. All right? So let's go back to Matthew chapter 26. He prayed with his disciples. So we're going to pray together. So Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 41. He says that, what? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? And he said that, watch and pray that you do not fall into temptation. Who is the tempter? Tempter. Every temptation in Adam and Eve, it was the devil who tempted. In King James 2, Matthew, Mark, Luke, it was the devil is called the tempter, that you fall not into temptation. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. What he's trying to tell you is that when you watch and pray, then you don't enter the devil's zone, or the devil is kept at bay. You don't fall to his whims and to his schemes, because he's a tempter.
So when you watch and pray, you don't enter into the temptation. Why? Because the Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Do you know what that means? Because the flesh is weak, treat it with prayer and fasting. Watching and prayer is what prevents you from temptation, because the spirit is indeed willing. Many things that you want to do, you want to pray. By the time you realize you've slept through. The spirit is willing. I know good Christians sitting here who want to do the right thing. But because you have given room to your flesh so much, you can't do the things that you want to. You can't. And you keep going through the same cycles. Bible says that when you watch and pray, that thing will go away. The spirit which is willing will be able to overcome the weak flesh. Jesus is trying to explain to you, that's all. That's the reason why we watch and pray, so that the weak flesh does not take over. The spirit, rather, the willingness of the spirit will come into play. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. But Bible says he did this how many times? Then the next verse 42. Come on, who's there? Can somebody help? No, I don't like it. Don't laugh. When I'm having a problem like this, don't laugh. It's like you're not serious about what you're doing. Amen. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." Then, verse 43, and he came out and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. This is how many hours now? He went each time for 1 hour. Then, second hour. Then, he left them again and went again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Verse 45. Then he came and his disciples and said to them, "Now, sleep on now. Take your rest. Sleep on. Sleep on." You know, sometimes when Jesus is trying to help you, comes once, comes twice, comes three times, says, "Okay." Like Paul, "And for this I besought the Lord thrice, that he may take away from me." So you see, what the Bible is saying, therefore, is that Jesus Christ, he prayed for 3 hours. 3 hours. Early in the morning. So what we're going to try to do is try to imitate Christ. Bible says that ye be imitators of God as dear children. So we're going to try to imitate Christ at dawn, 3 hours. 3 hours of prayer. Make the effort. Yeah, make the effort. Listen, if you don't try, you will never succeed. If you don't try, you will never succeed. Some of you who can only pray for 15 minutes, no problem. And baby, by the grace of God, we're going to also have Holy Ghost baptism. So those who can't pray in tongues, you'll be able to pray in tongues. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And for those who are not able to, we will guide you with, we have a book that we're going to guide you with. So he prayed 3 times, 3 hours, we're going to do it. 3 to 6. Join. Even if you wake up, "Oh, I wanted to wake up at 3, but it's 3:45. Don't say, "I'm late, so let me just carry on." It's not the third hour. It's not the third hour. Just get up, take a shower, and come. Sometimes you are praying and you fall asleep. It's okay. It's okay. Wake up, try. Hallelujah. So it's a very important thing. So that's what Jesus did. So we're going to try to do that. The third thing. 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 7. Bible says, "Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you." Okay? Then verse 8 says that, be sober. You see, Jesus says, cast all your cares. God says, cast all your cares upon him. He cares for you. Pray. He's telling us how to do it, how to cast our cares upon him, how to do it. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, again, the devil, like a roaring lion, is walking about seeking whom he may devour. Irresponsible sleep. Amen. So Jesus, the Bible says that be sober, be vigilant, stay vigil. Stay vigil. Keep vigil. Vigil, we're going for a vigil, meaning we're going no sleep. Walks up. So sleep early so that you can do this. Seeking whom he may devour, he will find everybody. Verse 9. He says, I'm going to read something, you'll be surprised. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Okay, it takes faith to resist the devil. Jesus, it took faith for Jesus to deny himself of the food and to pray. Somebody who was in pain prayed 3 hours. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. That the devil, he's taking the worldly people captive already. You want to go and join? He says that if you don't do that, he will treat you like an unbeliever. Yes. The things that will occur to you, as if you have no God. Yeah. Some Christians, we live as if there is no God. There's no miracle in our lives. There's nothing supernatural about our lives. The Bible says that because you are not sober and vigilant, so you just allow the devil to... It says, cast all your cares upon him. No prayer. He cares for you. And resist, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary is walking around, seeking whom he may devour. And he says, resist him steadfastly and be aware. No. Have that knowledge that the same things that he's doing to the unbelievers, he wants to do to you. I will never live like an unbeliever. I've come too far. Yeah. Now, Adam and Eve began to live like unbelievers, like there is no God. He managed to push, oh, has God in this said that? Forget about God. He came to Jesus the same way. Forget about this spiritual nonsense. And convert these stones into bread. Jesus said no. You should be able to say no. So that you don't live like an unbeliever. There will be miracles in your life in this year in the name of Jesus. There will be miracles. There will be miracles. Supernatural things will happen. Somebody lift your hand and say, amen.
Amen.
Yes, it will come to pass. But listen, when you are able to do this and resist so that he doesn't treat you like an unbeliever, look at what happens in verse 10. 1 Peter 5 verse 10. But the God of all grace, somebody say the God of all grace. Grace means some help. Grace means help, undeserved favor. He's the God of undeserved favor who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Now watch this. After you have suffered a while, because fasting will make you suffer. After you suffered it only a while, Jesus suffered a while. Try. Many of us who don't want to suffer in school, that is why salary doesn't become available. Some of us don't want to suffer a little at work so that at the end of 2 weeks you get a salary. So you have to beg. Some of us, you are home. You are a child. You don't want to suffer a little doing your chores. So you become like a black sheep among the children, and you say they hate you. No, you hate yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't deny you, I can't lie to you. Suffering is not a pleasant thing. But the results are so great. I'm going to tell you about the results of the suffering. I'm going to tell you. As I've read all the... But the God of all grace, he who has called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus... After that, you have suffered a while keeping vigil, waking up early, fasting your sleep, fasting your food. After you suffered a while, what will happen? He will make you perfect. Clap for the Lord Jesus. He will establish you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. He will strengthen you. And finally, he will settle you. Tell somebody, settle me, oh Lord. Settle me now. Settle me now. The Lord will settle issues. The Lord will settle issues. The Lord will settle issues. Listen, somebody was going through some major crisis, major problem in this church. I called the pastors. I said, no, this one, this kind, we are not just going to pray. We're going to pray with fasting. Hey, look, that thing was almost gone. I said to the glory of God that it was not easy to fast and to pray. But God has made everything perfect. God has brought new strength. God has established that person. I'm seeing the person. The person has been settled. You'll be hearing the miracles that came because of this fast. Yeah. Supernatural strength comes. The devil doesn't want any of us to have that supernatural strength. And it goes through suffering. Jesus had to suffer. You will have to suffer. It's not a punishment. It's the way. It's the way. Because we're dealing with flesh. The flesh already has been sold to the devil. Adam and Eve ate and sold the flesh. But Jesus, through Jesus, we got a new spirit. But that spirit must grow and take over that weak flesh. That's why he said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Get that spiritual, miraculous, supernatural part of you to come alive through fasting and prayer. Amen. I know it's a difficult thing because of the suffering. That's why I'm addressing the suffering for you. Yeah. That you will suffer. It's not easy. But ladies and gentlemen, the beauty of this fast is that when you've spent 3 hours of prayer, you can even eat. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow. Yeah.
You can. We want to focus, like Jesus, Jesus said, it's not about, he knows what you are praying about. Fast asleep. You know, for some of you, it will be maybe 2 hours in the morning that you join. No problem. We will give you an opportunity to join the lunch time, 1 hour from 12 to 1. You make up and then you just hit the road for fast food. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And whatever you want to do. Yeah, it's true. It's not about the hunger. Don't get me wrong. It's about the prayer. You're not trying to go make people hungry here so that you start insulting Pastor Hans because of you that I'm hungry, I'm about to collapse. No. No. After the 12 midday fast from 12 to 1, no problem. Just relax and be happy. You want to go with liquids? You want to go with fruits? You want to go all out after that? So long as you've done your standing in his presence thing. And we're going to make provision for you to stand in his presence. Jesus stood in God's presence with them. Yeah. Because he knew that the disciples, it wasn't easy, but he helped them. We're going to help you. The shepherds will help you. The pastors will help you. Come along on the prayer line and join. You will receive strength. After you've suffered a while, only a while, God will make you perfect. Amen. The things that are imperfect will become perfect. Amen. The things that are the rough road will become smooth. Amen. Yes, the creases will be ironed out. Amen. He will establish you. Some of us are not established. Established in academic life, established in our spiritual life, established in our finances, established in our careers. God wants to establish you. To be established means to make you stable, stable. Today you are like this, tomorrow you are like that. Today you are like this. God wants to stabilize things for you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yes. This is very spiritual. He wants to strengthen you. You think that by hunger you're going to get weak? Jesus Christ may have been hungry. But Bible says that when he did those things, the angels came and strengthened him. Strengthen him. Angels will strengthen you.
Amen.
Yeah. Strengthen him. And then he will settle you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, I think it's a very important thing. Now, when I say irresponsible sleep, I mean it. There was a guy who slept in Jonah chapter 1. Yeah. Jonah chapter 1 from verse 1. Bible says, now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh. And then he didn't go. And then you all know the story. He went to took a ship going to Tarshish. Then verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Just like our sister went into an accident. Yeah. Some of you, some situations that are winds. Jesus wants to stand in your ship and say, peace, be still. But you're not giving him room. You're not connecting. Then verse 5. Then the mariners, the ship people were afraid. And every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest part of the ship and had lain down and was fast asleep. Oh, look at that. Someone say irresponsible sleep. How can you sleep such a time? Then so the captain came to him and said to him, what do you mean, oh sleeper? How can you sleep at such a time? What an irresponsible sleeper. What meanest thou? Tell somebody, what do you mean? And he said, arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. What meanest thou? What do you mean? Are you serious? Such a time we are in fasting mode and you're going to sleep. You're not joining the prayer line. Now, let me see, get you another copy of another irresponsible sleeper. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Bible says, another parable Jesus put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. Somebody say, good seeds. All the good seeds you sowed in life, may God cause it to flourish in Jesus' name. But while men slept, somebody say, while men slept. Say, while women slept. While children slept. The enemy, the devil, came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the grain had sprouted and produced crop, then the tares of thorns also appeared. What was the cause of this? Mm-hmm. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did we not sow good seeds? Have I not done the right thing? Did I not go to school? How come I'm not finding a job? Did I not take good care of my child? How come he's become a weed smoker? How come he's going to jail? Yeah, I'm telling you, you will get the answer. Sir, did we not go sow good seeds in your field? How then does this, where did the tares come from? Then the master said to them, an enemy has done this. Clap for the Lord Jesus. An enemy has done this. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you wonder, why? Why? What did I do wrong? Have I done anything wrong? No. But it's because you slept. Because you are not vigilant. It's irresponsible sleep. While men slept. Look, one of the things, sometimes, I mean, when we were children, we saw some of my children were going wayward. One day I saw my wife get up, put a cloth in her waist. I went, she was like a mad woman, laying hands on the children one by one, screaming to the Lord, screaming to the Lord. I said, hey, something is happening here. So I joined in also. Why not? Joined in. Look, those issues were resolved by the grace of God. Today we have our children back by the grace of God. You cannot just sleep. You have to arise and shine. Arise, shine, for your light is come. Don't just sleep. Don't just give in. Don't just give up. Some of you have given up on life. Given up on your career. Given up on your marriages. What did I do wrong? Did I do anything wrong? There are people who are being unfaithful. Their marriages are working. What about me? No, arise. While men slept, the enemy is fond of planting tares. No, it's not everything that goes wrong in your life that you sow the bad seeds. Sometimes you sow good seeds, but you like sleeping. Yeah, you like sleeping. The problem is sleep. It's not what you sowed. The problem is not what you sowed. It's because you did not water it with prayer. You did not water with prayer. You sowed the tear and you went away. The birds came. The enemy had done this. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, there are spiritual things that happen. I've seen things. My family, firstborns never did well. Anybody who traveled always died. I decided me, I'm going to do righteousness. Walk in the right path. But I realized not just about seeds. I decided to add prayer and add fasting. From that time, I noticed that there's not 1 week that I have not fasted. I have not fasted at least one day. Many times, 2 days, 3 days. And prayed. I said, I'm not going to allow the enemy to plant any tares in my family. Any trouble. Anything I cannot explain. When I'm doing the right thing, why should wrong things happen? It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for the Lord. Just somebody, irresponsible sleep. I am not an irresponsible sleeper. I am not an irresponsible sleeper. I am not an irresponsible sleeper. So this fasting and prayer is for you. This prayer and fasting is for you. This prayer and fasting is for you. I can't wait for the miracles. I can't wait for the prayer times. I can't wait for the supernatural happenings. I can't wait for the dreams and the visions. Children, be a part of it. Children, be a part of it. Listen, if you are pregnant, find a way of being a part of it. Yeah. Maybe yours, because you're pregnant. You just do liquids and fruits. It's okay. Maybe you're diabetic. So because of that, okay, I take away meat. But by all means, do something. Be a part of it. Maybe you have an ulcer. No problem.
So modify the fast to suit you, but by all means join it. I don't know what problem there is with you. Don't let that problem deprive you of your supernatural visitation. Find a way, find a way. It's denial of yourself of something that satisfies. What is it? Maybe it's ice cream. Maybe it's cell phone. Maybe for you, you go to school, so they will force you to eat. So, okay, I'm not going to take my cell phone. I'm fasting the cell phone. Fast so that you can pray. And God will bless you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And guys, we are praying with this book called The Anointing and the Presence of God. Amen. And it's just based on one particular verse that I like. Exodus chapter 33 from verse 14 to 17. That's all. Moses was given a task, was given a career, was given a function to perform, you know, and he didn't know what to do. So go up a little bit, verse 13. Yeah, verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, we're going to speak to the Lord. See, you say to me, bring up your people, these your people, and you have not let me know whom you will send me with. Yet you have said, I know you by name. And you also have found grace in my sight. Moses was saying, Lord, you give me a task. You brought me to this world. You gave me this thing to do. What I'm doing is great. But I can't do it. It's not working. Who will accompany me? What can I do? Then look at the Lord's answer. Now, Moses prayed, now therefore I pray thee, if I found grace in your sight, show me the way, show me your way, that I may know you, so that I may find grace or help in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people. Consider that this is your church. Consider that we are not in a negative institution. We are in a godly institution. We are God's people. How should we be disgraced? That as if we have no God. Moses said, God, why should your people say there is no God? Why? Why? Why should your people say there's no God? Why should we just be like unbelievers? Listen to the answer God gave, verse 14. And God said, my presence will go with you, and I'll give you rest. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, our whole prayer for the 3 weeks, we don't want what God brings. We want God himself to bring what he brings. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody was making a joke. He said, Lord, calm down thyself. Send not thy son, for this is not a children's issue. Yeah. That was somebody's prayer. Lord, calm down yourself. Don't send your son. This is not a children's issue. We know Jesus is Lord, so we won't pray that prayer. But what I'm saying is that you don't want just a husband. You want the presence of God. Inside, the Bible says, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures evermore. We are going all out. I don't want the baker. I don't want the bakery. I don't want the bread. I want the baker. I want the baker. So I have the bakery. I have the bread. We're talking, praying God's presence. Everyone will have one of these books. The presence of God and what it brings. He said, my presence is what will go with you. Not my car, not my servant, not my food, not my provisions. My presence will go with you. And I, not the things, I will give you rest. And then Moses said, no, this is too good to be true. Are you sure? Verse 15. And Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with me, don't even try to carry me hence. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That shall be our prayer. The Lord, it's your presence we need in everything. Presence in marriage, presence in school, presence in my children, presence in our ministry, presence in our health. Calm yourself. I pray that prayer. If you won't go with me, then I'm not going. If I'm only going because I'm counting on your presence and it's been good. Start that way. And then look at this, verse 16. For how shall it be known here that I and your people have found grace in your sight? Is it not in the fact that you go with us? That's what makes a difference. So shall we be different or separate, I and your people, from all the people of the earth? Wow. Yes. God says he's going to make sure that you don't look like anybody in the world. Wow. Because of his presence. Yeah. You'll be separate. You'll be different from everybody else in the world. Amen.
I think I'm different. I think I'm different.
Yes.
I can see. You'll be different from your brothers. Yes. You'll be different from your colleagues. Yes. You'll be different from your students. Yes. You'll be different from other people around you just because of his presence. I'm telling you. He said that is how his presence. We are going for the ultimate. Wow. Not just some things, appendages, for all his presence. His anointing, his spirit, his presence.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. And listen to the result. Verse 17. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name because you asked. Then verse 18, he said, okay, no problem. Then Moses said, I beseech you, show me your glory. Show me, let your light come. Let your presence, your glory, your Shekinah, your beauty shine on me. Look at what he will say. That's going to be your story. Are you ready to hear the answer?
Yes.
What brings God's glory is not your works. It's not what you sow, but he said, and he said, I will make my goodness pass before you. God's goodness will pass before you. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. And I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Meaning that it doesn't matter what you have done. If I say I'm showing mercy, like Jacob, he said, if I like you, I like, I will decide to like you. I will decide to like you. My, because of my presence, I will like you. Compassion will come for you. Mercy will be your portion. My goodness will go before you. May goodness and mercy follow you every day of your life because of the presence of God. That's all we're going to pray about. That's all. Not bread, but his presence. That brings the bread. Put your hands together. Let's rise to our feet. Wow. Wow. Put your hand on your heart, please. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That prayer line will be posted on all the platforms. Write it down. It will be a blessing. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now you are here. You do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You want to give your life to Jesus. You are here. You want to be sure that you are Christ-like. You are not still in the first Adam nature. Because otherwise you can't do this fast. Otherwise you can, I can assure you, you'll fall. You want to be sure you are born again and the right spirit is inside of you. It comes by confessing Jesus Christ. If you are here, you want that new identity with Christ. Just lift up your right hand and I'll pray a short prayer with you. God bless you. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. Lift up your right hand. You want to give your life to Jesus? Lift up. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. Lift up your right hand. Wherever you are, I'll pray with you. Father, look at the hands that are lifted. Bless them. Everyone whose hand was up. Father, let your angels touch them. There are at least two others. You want to lift up your hand for that blessing too. Lift up your hand wherever you are. Because you want to surrender to him and tell him, give me that new spirit. Lift up your... God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, touch them. By your angel, let their lives be different as they have lifted up their hands. Lift them up and upgrade them in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I feel like praying for you. Come, come, let me pray for you. Your hands are up. Come, come, walk up to the front. Clap for them as they come. Your hand was up. Come, come to the front. Come, your hand was up. Just encourage them to come. My sister, come, 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 come. Come. I said, come, come, walk up. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. I said your hand was up. Come. Don't be ashamed. Just walk up to the front. Jesus loves you. Jesus cares about you. Jesus loves you. Jesus wants to show you that supernatural miracle. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I bless your name for these lovely ones. Touch them. Make a difference in their lives. Now, if you are here, lift up your hand and say this after me. Say, Almighty Father, I come to you by my own decision. I believe in this move. I know that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me for all my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe it. Therefore, by this confession, I am born again. I am a child of God.
please write my name in the book of life and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, touch and make a difference. Let the nature of Christ rest in their spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.